good day to you. It's Friday, October 8th. It's 8:04. Coming up on the Morning Magazine, you've probably heard the headlines that the problems with all those bees mysteriously dying have been solved. There's a new study saying what the cause may be for that colony collapse disorder. Or have they been solved? We'll hear another point of view about all of this from longtime beekeeper Tom Theobald this morning. Remember all the worry about the millions of honeybees who disappeared and presumably died? Well, according to a recent national headlines, the mystery of the missing honeybees has finally been solved. That's the headlines, but beekeepers say they've heard this kind of good news pronouncement before, and the problems with honeybees aren't over yet. To find out more, here's longtime beekeeper Tom Theobald. Welcome to KGNU, Tom.
Thank you, Shelley.
Yes, so Tom, can you give a quick synopsis of what's been happening with the research saying that honeybee colony collapse has been figured out and why you don't quite believe it?
There have been researchers at the University of Montana who've been investigating the viruses for the last 3 years, along with the military. And what they've discovered is a virus that has previously been unknown in the bee population, but although we're appreciative of the research, what we have now is only correlation.
We have correlation, and we also have studies for the past 5 years, I believe, where every now and then a nationally recognized group has said, we finally solved the honeybee colony collapse problem. It's caused by this microbe or this bug or this virus, and we're going to solve it now. And it hasn't been solved.
Well, I'm not sure who's more desperate for a solution, the beekeepers or the media, because even Jerry Bromenschenk, the leader of the research at Montana, has said that at this point we don't know whether this is a question of cause or effect, whether this virus is simply present along with CCD, or whether it may...
That means colony collapse disorder.
Yes, yeah. Colony collapse disorder.
So you don't know whether the two just hang around together or one of them causes the other. But there's a larger issue you have that's a concern. And that's that in these reports, there's another elephant in the room that's not being talked about very often in these scientific studies, which is pesticides.
New families of pesticides have come onto the market over the past 10 or 15 years that we're very concerned about. And in this case, one of the neurotoxins, some of the neurotoxins are directed towards disabling the insect's immune system, which is exactly what we're seeing in the honeybee.
Meaning that if there are bugs that chew on corn or sunflowers, then the pesticides jumble up their brains and the rest of their bodies. But bees are insects, too, and they can get jumbled up, too.
It targets their nervous system in various ways, one of which is to disable their immune system, which opens them up to all sorts of problems. And that's what we're seeing in the honeybee community.
Now, you have a concern, too, that there have been a lot of pesticides approved in the last 10 years under conditional safety rules without much follow-up to see if they really were safe.
Well, what's happened, I made a request in June of the EPA for a listing of the pesticides that have been released with conditional registrations, which means that they're released to the market with unanswered questions of differing magnitudes, and that's what's happened. Of 94 pesticides that have come onto the market since 1997, 70% of them have been issued with conditional registrations.
Meaning that after the conditional registration, nobody went back to make it be a tested registration.
Well, some have, some haven't. Sometimes those conditions linger for years and go unaddressed. In some cases, they may be minor, simply label wording changes. In other cases, they have been very serious concerns about the safety and the consequences of these pesticides.
Tom Theobald, what's your prediction about whether or not the headlines are correct, that the mystery of the missing honeybees has finally been solved? Do you think that we're going to find a solution with this latest discovery of a microbe, or do we need to look further into things like our pesticides?
I think pesticides are the portion of this problem that can be most immediately addressed without any new money, any new people, any new laws. And we may find that these viruses do play a role, but it's like the polio vaccine. You know, we may find the vaccine and administer it to everyone and then tell the children to go out and play in heavy traffic. If we don't solve these pesticide problems, these other things aren't going to matter. We're going to have some of the best-looking cadavers that we've had in years.
Thank you for joining us, Tom Theobald, longtime beekeeper in the Boulder County area. We'll continue following this story of the honeybees and hope that we find some sweeter answers.
Thanks, Shelley.
Okay, thank you.